What a privilege it is to be here and speaking to God's people, both here in the sanctuary and online. And I love this church. I've been coming here for 20 years, and I get treated like I'm family, and I just want to thank you so much for that. And I want to tell everybody online, if you want to come to a church where people love God and they love each other, please come to this church. As Carter mentioned, I've come through cancer treatments, and so I have a special word for anyone who's suffering, particularly from cancer or other diseases that change your life, can threaten your life. And I just want to tell you, share with you my experience in all of this. Just about a year ago, my doctor called me. It was early in the morning before I was supposed to be going to work. And she said, "Jackie, we found a lump in your left breast, and it looks like it's likely cancer." Now, I know there's people in this room, and I know there's people online. They've got a call like that. It's terrifying, it's bewildering, and your whole world shatters. I'm very fortunate in that I have someone that I can call right away. And I picked up the phone as soon as I hung up with my doctor, and I called my sister, Teresa Conlin. And I told Teresa the news the doctor had given me. And she said to me, "All things work together for those who love God and for those who are called to His purpose, His purpose." And in the fog of fear that I felt, those words really comforted me. But I went on. I was a little bit in a daze for a couple of days, and then I was praying one day, and I started thinking about all the implications of the news I had just been given. And I thought about all the difficult treatments and what could happen to me, and was I going to be all right, and was I going to live? I didn't know at this point. And every time I ran through a scenario, a deadly scenario, the answer came back, "I am for you." And it brought me so much peace. I ran through everything right up to dying. I thought it through. And the answer, "I am for you." Not "I'm with you," "I'm for you." So I learned that I was going to have to have, they did confirm that I had stage 2 breast cancer and that it was treatable, but that the treatments would be quite challenging. They would start with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. So I was looking at a year out of my life. So I'm very lucky that I have such a supportive work environment, and I was able to go off and take care of these things. But just before my treatment started, I remember my pastor at the Salvation Army, he was preaching, and there was one passage, and it was the people had asked Jesus, "Rabbi, why was this man born blind? Was it a sin he committed or a sin his family committed?" And Jesus replied, "No. This has happened to him so that my glory may be revealed through him." I thought, woohoo! I want to try this. So I was sent to, because like Carter mentioned, I live in northern Canada, really far north, remote part of Canada. I had to travel 1,000 miles for my surgery and by plane. And so I didn't really know very many people there. And about an hour before my surgery, they told me, "Go off and, you know, just go down to the lobby and hang out for a while or whatever you want to do. And we'll call you in an hour and then we'll do the surgery." So I prayed, "Dear Lord, please bring somebody you want me to talk to. I'll just go wait in the lobby." So I went down there and I was waiting, and this woman came spinning around the corner, and she sat down next to me and she said, I'm in the psychiatric unit here at the hospital. I said, okay. And she was full of fear, and she was sharing with me all her fears, and she said, so what are you doing here? Are you visiting somebody? And I said, no, I'm actually waiting for my surgery, and it's going to be in about an hour. And I told her I had breast cancer, and she started to cry. She said, my mother died of breast cancer. So I was able to share the hope of heaven, and she told me, I'll never forget you. You should be pretty scared right now, but you look calm. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with me. Mm-hmm. The next part of the treatment was the most challenging, and I know there's people that can hear my voice that have been through chemotherapy. It's horrible. It's harrowing. It's terrible. And because I live in a place that has 23 hours of daylight, when I was getting my chemo treatments, there was no darkness. It was light all the time. And I remember lying in my bed, and I was sick, and I was weak. And I was in great pain, actually. And I remember thinking, and just calling out to God, oh, Jesus, help me. Help me. This is the worst. And I actually had the physical sensation that he was lying next to me. And I didn't feel alone, and I remembered how much our Lord had suffered, and this was nothing. But he was with me all the way through. So I had other treatments, and then now I was done. Just as the Lord had spoke to me and told me, I am for you. He said, Jackie, the cancer is not the greatest threat you're facing. You're healed. I knew that. The greatest threat you are facing right now is if you do not take what you have been through and use it for the benefit of others, for my glory and my glory. And I tend to isolate, and it's something I really struggle with, so please pray for me. Because I live in a place where there's a lot of pain and hurting people. There's a lot of people that are suffering from residential schools, from addictions, from racism, unemployment. And I want to be able to reach out because I've had a small measure of suffering. And the beautiful thing about suffering, and I know that sounds odd to say, the beautiful thing, but the beautiful thing is it makes you strong, but it makes you tender. So to all the suffering people here that can hear my voice, I said, please don't lose hope. God heals, God comforts, and there's purpose for your suffering. That scripture, the last part of it is, those that are called to do my purpose. And it's an honor to suffer and be called. It's an honor. And I just would like to pray for all the people who are suffering right now. And there is hope. And there's purpose. And Jesus loves and cares for you. Oh, back. Thank you. Okay. So I'd like to ask everyone to pray for the people, for those who are suffering, for those who are caring for people who are suffering, because I know you're suffering too. And to pray that anyone who is suffering will know the purpose of it, and it will bring joy and fulfillment to their life. Okay. Dearest Lord, thank you that you are a living God. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you come alongside us when we are in pain and we are suffering. Thank you for dying for us, for showing us that suffering has a purpose. We ask you, Lord, to heal all the people who are now suffering from cancer, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, other diseases. Lord, you know our hearts. You know where our worry and our fear is. Please come alongside, Lord. Cause your face to shine upon those people who are in fear, who've had terrible news from their doctor. We ask you to come alongside them, bless them, heal them. You are the great physician. For your glory, Lord, heal those around. Heal those who are suffering. Heal those with cancer. We ask you, Lord, to come alongside and bless and support those whose loved ones are suffering, those loved ones who are sick. They're frightened too, Lord. They're frightened. They're scared. They probably don't want to show it. Please, Lord, bless them. Strengthen them. Let them know you're with them, that they're not alone. We ask you, Lord, to open our eyes so that we will see the people around us that are suffering, that we won't isolate, that we won't withdraw, that we will be there for our neighbors, our co-workers, our families. When people are sick, they're frightened. They need you. They need the people around them. Please give us the strength and the conviction to help them. And finally, Lord, to all the people who have terrible diagnosis, who are suffering, whose lives are so difficult through illness and injury, please, Lord, give them a glimpse of your purpose for their life. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name.